WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Here is a correction to Bill Oliver's story yesterday about this year's amount of money the College Station and Bryan City Councils approved for the agency formerly known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
The correction is the amount of hotel occupancy tax money approved by the City of College Station for the agency now known as Experience BCS. For this year, it is $2.1 million, not $400,000. Bryan Council has previously reported awarded $332,000. The two cities also approved a combined $367,000 to relocate the agency's offices to the Wolfpen Creek Park area at Dartmouth and Holloman. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station City Council at its last meeting approved an $816,000 contract with a consultant to design the replacement of water and sewer lines in an older part of the city. That's part of a $6.5 million project in the Woodson Village neighborhood, which includes Haynes Drive, Glade Street, Dexter Drive, and Tim Drive.
We're very blessed that our City Council has the wisdom to recognize that we need to rehabilitate the older part of the city while we're also building the new stuff to accommodate the new growth. Because that would be a huge mistake to get behind that power curve, you know, and mine the system.
Water Services Director David Coleman on our show says the next big thing with wastewater is the expansion of the Lick Creek Treatment Plant. Construction of the $30 million project to accommodate the city's continued growth is scheduled to start in the year 2020. The next state budget has been signed by Governor Abbott. According to the Texas A&M system, the budget averted the most damaging aspects of early legislative proposals affecting the system's 13 academic sites and 7 state agencies. At the A&M Health Science Center, where the first draft called for a $50 million cut, the next budget will increase general revenue by $2 million. The rest of the flagship campus is getting an additional $13.6 million. 7 other A&M campuses, including Galveston, are losing state money. 4 others, including Prairie View, are getting an increase. The system's top legislative priority was achieved, maintaining the state's current formula for higher education funding. 4 of the system's agencies are losing general revenue money: AgriLife Research, AgriLife Extension, TTI, and the Veterinary Medical Diagnostic Laboratory. But state money is coming for other projects. For instance, Extension is getting $900,000 to administer the feral hog abatement program. A table provided by the system related to the next state budget is online at WTAW.com, along with the governor's comments after signing the budget with a handful of vetoes affecting other state agencies. In the last 5 days, we have received 4 reports of dog bites where the victims face rabies treatment if the animals are not found. 2 took place in College Station and 2 in Bryan. Details are online at WTAW.com. While the development continues of a high-speed bullet passenger train between Houston and Dallas, there are efforts to bring back Amtrak between Fort Worth and Kansas City.
The route would use existing track to offer passenger service between Fort Worth and Kansas City. They ran a test train on Friday to examine the route and measure possible demand for the service. Mark Corriston with the Northern Flyer Alliance in Kansas says it's something that people in his state want.
A lot of these communities, they have to drive an awful long ways to get to anywhere. If they want to go to an airport, they have to drive 80 or more miles or even 100.
He hopes that the test run that Amtrak made, which is called an inspection train, means they're within 3 years of making a decision. Stephen Pickering, TSN News.
Mick Burson is one of the artists chosen to work on the West 31st Street mural in downtown Bryan this summer. Unlike most young artists who start with a pencil and a sketchbook, the University of New Mexico graduate student began his art career on a larger scale.
I just grew up painting trains, like freight trains.
Oh, so you're the guy.
I'm the guy.
Okay. Now, where was that?
I was in Waco.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, that's really not legal, is it?
It's not.
Burson on our show says he eventually took his talents public and has been, among other things, painting wall murals. His exhibit, The Idea Of, by Mick Burson, is currently on display at the Arts Center. Battleship Texas survived two world wars, but her latest mission is a fight against old age and decay. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Department closed the vessel Sunday until further notice after maintenance crews performing an inspection reported a leak. Periodic leaks have plagued the ship since 2010. Repairs costing an estimated $70 million were postponed because of the expense. The 103-year-old vessel, which is moored east of Houston, participated in some of the most significant naval battles in both world wars, and it carried soldiers home from across the Pacific following Japan's surrender in World War II. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 75 degrees. Call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local news at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Thinking of changing your lighting fixtures or adding landscape lighting to your front yard? Have a plug that doesn't work or want an outlet moved to a more convenient location? Maybe you have an older home that needs a complete rewiring. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician. Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. For everything from simple fixture replacement to expansive remodeling projects, you can count on Aggie-owned and operated Gilmore Electric Express. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to gilmoreelectricexpress.com.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at wctractor.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Just check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community, where serving members' needs are their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Partial sun develops today, sends temperatures up to 90 to 95 this afternoon. An isolated shower thunderstorm may cool us off later today. Partly cloudy tonight, 75. For tomorrow, partial sun. There's the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. Highs 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 70 to 75. Then we'll see sunshine Thursday. Highs anywhere from 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Little showers finally showing up on radar, because it's still raining here at the old radio ranch. It's just kind of drippy.
Yeah.
But by the way, just kind of a good rule of thumb, if you have to use your windshield wipers, you need to use your lights.
Yep.
Okay?
I think it's against the law, or it's the law that if you're using your windshield wipers, you have to have your headlights on.
Well, there are a lot of people breaking the law out there right now. But just you ought to do that. It's just a good common sense kind of thing to do.
Yep.
Okay, so granted this took place in the UK and not here, over on the other side of the ocean. But nearly 1 in 5 young children believe fish fingers are made of chicken. Okay. Nearly a third of kiddos age 5 to 7 years old thought that cheese comes from a plant and not an animal.
It comes from an animal?
Yeah. The cheeseburg? You never heard of the cheeseburg?
Oh, the cheeseburg.
No, anyway. 4 older primary school pupils aged 8 to 11 thought the exact same thing.
Hmm. I definitely didn't think cheese came from a plant.
Yeah.
If you were to ask me, where does cheese come from?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not directly from an animal, but kind of from an animal.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean.
Here's the problem. 73% of 5 to 7-year-olds and 92% of 8 to 11-year-olds knew that fish fingers were probably made from haddock or cod. 18% of the younger kids thought they were made of chicken.
Hmm.
Okay, there are also some other uncertainties about food. About 22% of the 5 to 7-year-olds saying prawns came from plants. Now, understand this is Great Britain. I guarantee you 92% of American kids who are age 5 to 7 wouldn't even know what a prawn is.
No.
Right.
Go, so, you mean them crawdads?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, 22% said that chips are made of animals. That's potatoes,
ooh,
of course.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyhow, but the basic problem is that about 1 in 10 of the 11 to 14-year-olds believed that tomatoes were grown underground. I know. I mean, but that's the whole deal. I mean, that's
they don't know where their food is coming from.
They don't.
Well, they don't care.
Why would they think that fish fingers were made of chicken? Why?
Well,
why do they think we would be calling them fish fingers?
Well, because that gets you to eat them.
I guess so. Yeah.
Anyhow,
who calls them fish fingers? They're called fish sticks.
Well,
right?
this is Great Britain. Yeah. They're slightly different. About 10% of the 11 to 14 year olds, and then the 14 to 16 year olds thought that fruit pastels—that's the candy—counted toward your 5 servings a day of fruit.
Well, yeah.
Oh, wait, it doesn't?
I know.
5 servings
yeah.
of fruit?
That's
yeah.
been my problem the whole
That's
time.
Exactly. It's what it is. Findings did show that 31% of the kids age 11 to 14 knew that there's lots of healthy eating out there that needs to be done. It's just that 48% of them really don't want to follow it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make the other kids do it.
Yeah. It's not for me. I shouldn't have to do that. So, nonetheless, that's the way it is over in Great Britain. And, I mean, there would be maybe some small differences here, but basically I think that's probably
I think the stupidity or the uncertainty, as you called it,
yeah.
would still be the same. It would just be for different situations.
Yeah, because, again, you know, kids think that chicken comes, you know, on styrofoam and wrapped
right.
in plastic,
mm-hmm.
and so you've got that.
Yeah.
Now, they did show that with college students, it can even make a difference. Here you are.
If you give vegetables fancy names, people are more likely to eat them. That's the finding of researchers at Stanford University. Veggies given names like zesty ginger turmeric sweet potatoes proved to be more popular at a campus cafeteria than labels that made them sound healthy, like low fat, reduced sodium, or sugar free. Diners didn't realize the food was prepared the same way, but consistently chose the fancy sounding names more often and serve themselves bigger portions in the experiment, which took place last fall. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
Healthy? Get that garbage off my plate.
Make them sound fancy and they'll eat them. More of them, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. I don't want that healthy asparagus. I want the kicking asparagus.
Yeah. Well, again, no accounting for us either, Americans. Get this. More nickels were made in 1964 than any other year. Why is that? Well, it's because people were hoarding them because they mistakenly thought they were made with silver.
Oh.
So the U.S. Mint increased production.
Why just in 1964?
I don't know. About 3 billion nickels wound up being made.
They didn't have viral information back then. How did everybody get on the same page
really?
There?
Founder of Timex Watches picked the name of the watch in honor of his dad because his dad liked reading Time magazine and using Kleenex. So he put them together and came up with Timex.
Oh. All right.
And the Guinness Book of World Records holds a world record.
Oh, yeah?
It is the best-selling copyrighted book of all time.
Huh.
So the Guinness Book of World Records can give itself an award.
That's pretty cool.
It is. It's not bad at all.
We don't like to brag, but...
Yeah, just saying that we are who we are. So some people say that the question is, top inventions of all time.
Okay.
Top inventions of all time.
The fish finger.
Yeah, could well be. Yep. Now, it's interesting because some people think the printing press is the most important invention of all time.
I would think electricity would beat out the printing press.
Okay. Well, the thing is, though, what the printing press allowed you to do is share information.
Yeah.
The same information to people over a wide area and for a long amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing that's why they thought that. Of course, nowadays people don't really use those things.
Right.
They've got that computer screen and that sort of stuff. But anyhow, the printing press did not make the list.
Oh, wow.
In a new survey that was released. Some others did. Number 10 would be the tea bag.
Okay.
The tea bag.
The tea bag. A guy from New York named Thomas Sullivan usually gets credit for inventing them. It happened in 1908 by mistake. He packaged them, the little samples of tea, in little silk pouches, and people just assumed you were supposed to dip them.
Huh.
Yeah, so that's how the tea bag actually happened.
It's the best way to invent something, on accident.
That's right. Number 9 is a clock. Number 8 is a light bulb. Number 7 is armor. Armor.
It
was probably, yeah, it was important.
Yeah.
Number 6, the internet. Number 5, penicillin.
Mm.
Number 4, the plow.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
Because it made farming easier, right? Number 3, kind of a general thing, modern sewage systems.
Mm, yeah.
Okay. Number 2, Frigimator. Frigimator.
Got to keep that food cold.
Well, you think about it. If the power is out at your house for a period of time, of course, in Texas, first it's the air conditioner, but depending on the time of year, I mean, the refrigerator is a tremendously convenient thing to have until you don't have it.
Right.
And then you got to start thinking about ice chests and what you're going to put in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and number 1 was the wheel, which makes sense.
Yeah,
okay.
And is reaffirmed on a regular basis anytime we have to move anything. From here
to there.
Ever.
The wheel worked out. All right, so there you go.
Plus, we wouldn't have had the Wheel of Fortune.
That's right. Oh, I never thought about that.
That's really the big
accomplishment. Exactly. Who cares about moving things?
Yeah. Talk about being able to see how many vowels there are in a word.
Yeah. Someone texted in and said, shouldn't radio be near the top of the list?
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, what would we be doing?
Mm-hmm.
We'd be wandering around outside trying to find a job. All right, so 5 things to do before you buy your kid a phone. I'm in an office yesterday, and the lady is doing some work, and her phone goes off. She said, you know, I just got my kid that phone after I took his phone away, and now he won't put it down again, and he's calling me. Well, why'd you give it back to her?
Right.
But I didn't say that. All right, so getting your own phone used to mean getting your own phone line.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst you could do is run up the phone bill.
Yeah.
But cell phones, a little different, a little scarier.
Mm-hmm.
So here are 5 things that you should do before you buy one for kiddo. Number 1, get some rules and expectations set.
Yeah.
Like they're not allowed to use it after 9 o'clock, or they can't watch videos because they'll blow through their data if they do. Whatever the rules are, make sure you both agree to them beforehand. And you also might want to get their passwords to all their social media accounts.
Yep.
Yep.
If you want their own phone.
Even though they can change those, yeah. You should probably still have it.
That's right. But the deal is, I mean, if you're going to provide the phone, then they need to do that. Talk to them about sexting. This is a big problem, mm-hmm. And just nip it in the bud. Number 3, talk to them about cyberbullying. First of all, explain what it is. They may not know, and make them promise to tell you if somebody starts bullying them online.
It's an interesting point, because that term gets thrown around all the time.
It does.
But that doesn't mean that the kids necessarily know what it, you know what it means,
sure.
Or the definition.
And again, something that you figure they would know, but just to make sure, make them promise not to meet any strangers that they meet online.
Yep.
Number 4, make sure they realize it is a big responsibility. Phones are expensive.
Yeah.
And they also, you're trusting them to make the good decisions that you just went over.
And they break and they drown.
Yes, they do. Yes, they don't like water.
No.
Number 5, make sure they know it's really your phone, that you are paying for it, and that you can take it back whenever you want.
Yes.
So follow the rules. I know it means that you won't be your child's best friend.
I still remember back in the day when we all started first getting cell phones. Mm-hmm. So I was in high school,
right.
Because that's about the age that people started getting them. And this was also
let's stop right there.
Yeah, high school.
Isn't that kind of bizarre?
Right?
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
And this was also before unlimited data plans.
Okay.
So text messages cost per message.
That's right.
And I had a friend rack up like a $500 phone bill.
Ooh.
In high school because she went over her text limit.
Yeah.
And mom and dad were not happy.
Mm-hmm.
And needless to say, she did not have her phone for a couple of weeks, if not longer.
Okay, now think about how many things are different different in our world today from that story you just said.
Crazy.
Yeah, all the way from high school to per message to parents taking the phone away.
Now you got to be careful with those in-app purchases. That's, that'll rack up the phone bill.
But, you know, parents don't want their children to be angry with them.
Right.
No, of course not.
It. Or it could be this, the game company Ubisoft.
Ubisoft,
okay. Mm-hmm. Used their press conference yesterday to show off a new South Park mobile video game.
Oh.
South Park is a really scary television show. Their children probably shouldn't watch that.
No, definitely not children.
And they probably
shouldn't. But it's a cartoon,
Scott. Yeah, of course, it's just fine. That's why we need a mobile video game as well. The show, which has aired on Comedy Central since 1997, the role-playing game reportedly will follow Cartman, Stan, Kenny, and the rest of the cast. It contains adult humor, as you might expect. Okay, just remember, South Park Phone Destroyer will be available on the Apple App Store and Google Play in 2017.
Kids shouldn't watch it, but adults should because it can be prophetic sometimes.
Yes.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity sales event is going on now. Get commercial-grade performance and a full four-year factory warranty at a price you can afford with a new Commander zero-turn mower. Now get special promotional pricing of $38.99 with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The U.S. budget deficit widened to $88.4 billion in May from $53 billion a year ago, as government spending in areas such as Medicaid and defense rose at a faster pace than revenue. The Treasury Department says government receipts from individual and corporate taxes rose 7% last month from last May to $240 billion. Microsoft's new Xbox One X console won't support virtual reality, once considered one of the hottest bets in gaming. The decision draws a sharp distinction between the new Xbox and rival PlayStation 4 machines from Sony. At a launch event, Microsoft said the Xbox One X will support 4K high-def gaming and backward compatibility, but it never mentioned virtual reality. Online lender Social Finance Incorporated has asked federal officials to grant the company a banking license, one of the most advanced efforts by a financial tech startup to obtain the power to offer bank products and services in exchange for stricter regulation. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $24 a month, under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available, with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis, and I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be talking with Super Slow and Dr. Henderson at the Med. We'll also be talking about foods that can de-stress your life. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
It's mid-June. School's out and vacation travel is on. But whether you're traveling for business or pleasure, here are the four big mistakes all travelers should avoid. Kim Commando with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. All travelers should know their rights, especially when it comes to the airlines. Before your flight, hop online. Know what the airline can and cannot do in bumping passengers, offering vouchers, and paying for hotels when a flight is delayed. Don't be confrontational, but keep your smartphone handy and record anything that doesn't look right. Second, for travelers overseas, everyone should know their rights. Study their laws and customs. Follow them carefully. Third, never trust public Wi-Fi at home or abroad. Stay encrypted. Use online security software. I also recommend buying an inexpensive smartphone while traveling abroad. Fourth, never use a debit card if the number's compromised and money's taken. In most cases, you cannot get it back. Always use a credit card. And get all the tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Every family, including mine, has that one family member who loves to take a million pictures. They're the family archivist, and they have thousands of photos collected from many generations, and they're all stuffed away in boxes and drawers, impossible to find. Recently, I decided it was time to scan and organize all of my pictures. The Epson Fast Photo Scanner made this a fast and super easy challenge to tackle. It's the fastest photo scanner in the world. It can scan at speeds up to one photo per second. It can handle many size photos, from wallets to panoramic. I was able to restore old photos and with single-step technology, save the sentimental handwritten notes on the back. I was able to save, organize, and even share my family's photos to Facebook and the cloud. If you're the chief memory officer in your family, check out the Epson Fast Photo Scanner. It's going to save you so much time, and you'll never have to search the house and dig through thousands of photos ever again. Preserve what's priceless. Learn more at Epson.com. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Here's a correction to Bill Oliver's story yesterday about this year's amount of money the College Station and Bryan City Councils approved for the agency formerly known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Experience BCS, the former CVB, is receiving $2.1 million in hotel occupancy tax money from College Station, not $400,000. The Bryan Councils previously reported awarded $332,000. The two cities also approved a combined $367,000 to relocate the agency's offices. Today's Bryan Council meeting agenda includes an executive session item where they could receive legal advice behind closed doors regarding Experience BCS compliance with the city's funding agreement. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Governor Abbott yesterday signed the state budget bill for the next 2 years that, according to the Texas A&M system, averts draconian cuts to member universities. A news release from the A&M system pointed out the flagship campus received the largest general revenue increase among all public universities, and formula funding for higher education was maintained, which was the system's top priority. Only half of the system's academic locations are getting more general revenue money. The flagship campus is getting an additional $13.6 million. At the Health Science Center, where the initial recommendation called for a $50 million cut, they're getting an additional $2 million. Only three of the system's agencies are getting more general revenue money: TEAS, TEKS, and the Forest Service. A table provided by the system related to the next state budget is online at WTAW.com, along with the governor's comments after signing the budget with a handful of vetoes affecting other state agencies. Multiple infrastructure improvements continue to come before the College Station City Council. Approval came at the last meeting to award a contract to design the future replacement of sewer and water lines in an established neighborhood. Water Services Director David Coleman on our show says the next big thing is the $30 million expansion of the Lick Creek Wastewater Plant, which is scheduled to start in the year 2020.
And it's going to be to accommodate all of the growth that College Station is seeing. And then there's a lot of trunk lines that have to be built that are going to go to it, a big lift station from Carter's Creek to divert flow over there. So we're going to be doing a lot of sewer work, and it's coming up, but it's all to accommodate the growth that we're seeing.
Last week's infrastructure approval by the council involved what will be a $6.5 million project in the Woodson Village neighborhood, which includes Glade Street and Haynes, Dexter, and Tim Drives. Currently on display at the Art Center is The Idea Of by Mick Burson. Burson, originally from Waco, was one of the first Navasota artists in residence.
How'd you get started?
Graffiti.
Burson on our show says he would illegally spray paint freight trains.
Did you ever have discussions with railroad people about that?
Or, yeah, I did.
Were they good discussions or not?
No, they were not. Yeah. They were not.
Okay.
Yeah, it turns out that doesn't pay.
Yeah, so, okay, well, all right.
So then I moved into public work and I've been painting walls.
Burson is one of the artists chosen to work on a mural in downtown Bryan this summer. His exhibit at the Art Center will be on display through July 21st. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 75 degrees. You can text us any time of the day with your news, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News, it's brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 8:39. Okay, so a little background stuff here, okay. So I'm just sitting here in my little radio studio here, and I get a phone call. And if you didn't know before, we have caller ID. And okay, I look at this, and it says the Battleship Texas.
Ooh.
And so I pick it up, and Bruce, and I forget Bruce's last name, he's the executive director of the Battleship Texas. He said, I had a friend of mine call me and tell me that you said on WTAW that it's going to cost $70 million to fix the Battleship Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the executive director, and that's not right. And I said, hey, man, listen, I've been here all morning. I can tell you that I did not say that. That has not been said on my radio station, but I don't know. We'll go on from there.
Does no one listen to my newscast?
Well, I know, and that's just, and that's what, exactly. But I'm thinking, I said, the only thing that we had that had any kind of big numbers in it,
right,
was discussing the budget of Texas, the state of Texas, and which is, that's where the story was, right? In Bill's story about the governor. Okay. Anyway,
well, yeah, we did have
right,
that.
So I hung up. All right. So I'm just, you know, I'm Googling. I can't find it. So I go in and I say to Chelsea, Chelsea, there's some clown who's calling and saying $70 million, Battleship Texas. Where did they get that? She said, well, the story says, and I'm going, oh.
Oh, gosh.
Type.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Thank you for listening, sir.
Yeah, I know.
No,
so
no, it's like my voice starts, and then they just tune it all out.
No. That's
okay.
A little bit more background, okay?
Yes. So
this is just a second. This is the only time that I have like 4 minutes to take care of things that need to be taken care of sometimes. So I'm not saying I'm in the studio the entire time.
It's okay, Scott. I use that excuse, too. It's cool.
Excuse me. But anyway, so go ahead with this.
So Battleship Texas, which survived 2 world wars, and I guess now you can just go on it. They probably do tours and stuff like that because it's off.
They've done that.
Okay. So it had to close on Sunday because maintenance crews found a leak. Now it says that periodic leaks have plagued the ship since 2010. So for 7 years, it's been having some leak issues just because of old age. So the line in the story says repairs costing an estimated $70 million were postponed because of the expense. So it's almost like they've just been doing patchwork, maybe. To keep it still afloat.
That's probably fair.
But if you were to actually go in and repair the entire thing to make sure it's, you know, good to go, that would be $70
million. Yeah, yeah.
I'll see where we got the story from.
Okay,
but
anyway, so Bruce Bramlett calls me and he says this, and then he said, you don't even remember me, do you? He went, oh, well, I'm old. Well, Bruce was actually on Merrill Green's football coaching staff.
Really?
He lived here for a while, and I said, I'd love to sit and talk to you about how you got from being a coach to now being the executive director of the Battleship Texas, and we may have that conversation in the future. So it's good to talk to Bruce again. But anyhow, that's where all that came from.
All right.
So just to think that we sit around and casually do this little radio
people
show.
People listen to us?
I know.
What?
They really, even though your co-hosts might
even
not.
Even though they don't. Right.
That are out there that do. So anyway, all right. Enough of that. Here's the weather. It's a high temperature today, going to be about 93, 94, something like that. Low temperature tonight, expected to be in the mid-70s, and then by this weekend, 96 degrees, so just be used to that. Now, where are you going? Just move. thank you. Just where are you going?
Tell Reber not to say anything smarmy because I don't have a headphone.
Okay, don't say anything smarmy because he can't hear you. Yeah, don't do that.
Okay, perhaps she said, this is the time.
She said no, that she thought that you were fine for what you do.
Oh, okay. Good enough.
First you don't listen. Good now enough. You're lying. Yes.
I brought you your ticket, and I have the Magic Ben and Lily ticket for the Community Softball Classic, which is Thursday.
Which Kim is here to talk about.
She will. But you and I are doing what laughingly goes as play-by-play.
Yes, of course we
You
are.
Do such a fine job on that, and yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I just, it's, I'm not a, you know,
I won the award, you didn't.
I know, yeah. I know, so I know.
But that was a long time ago, anyway.
You probably want another one. We just didn't tell you.
Okay.
Because we had to give you a raise the last time we gave you one.
Yeah, I know. All right. I got to take a phone call here. Hello.
Call was copyrighted in Associated Press, published in NBC DFW.
Say that again one more time because I didn't have your I didn't have your phone.
Okay. It says copyrighted by the Associated Press.
Yeah.
Get latest from NBC at DFW.com. So I guess it's coming from up in Dallas.
What, that story about the Battleship Texas?
There were a $77 million repair.
Ah, gotcha. Mm. Good. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So it's those DFW people.
I apologize, sir, but you're confusing us with someone who actually wants to know something.
Oh, he listens to me.
See, there. There's the one. There's Chelsea's listener.
Yeah. Gee. I wonder if he's the one who told on us.
Yeah. This morning, you probably weren't awake. This is the 13th of June. Yeah.
5 minutes ago, I wasn't really good awake.
Yeah, this is the 13th of June.
Yes.
And it's it was John Boy's birthday. Do you remember the time when all three of us laughed so hard that we couldn't continue the show? Well, that was today. So I played that for the youngsters. They got to hear it this morning. And they're going,
That was so good, I'm making that the promo today.
2006 is when that happened. Let me take another phone call. Hello.
Scott, please tell Chelsea that we'd rather listen to her than those other two guys.
Yahoo!
All right, there you go.
What did I do?
Yeah, one for the Reber kid. All right, okay. All right, that's I think.
Hey, that's all I got.
Okay,
we could go through all the stuff that I talked to Chelsea's mom about the other day.
That's okay.
Today is Cupcake Day. Did you bring cupcakes?
No, as a matter of fact, I didn't. Well. You guys, that was the middle of a thought that just dropped off of. I mean, you guys were saying, you know, about eating cupcakes. Oh yeah, especially when they're really tall. And that was the last.
That's all you needed to know.
It never went further.
Well,
he said
my cat was sitting right there on the chair, listening, wanting to hear what was up.
Morning. Hello.
Well, I want to know if Area Man's been pleased with the launch of his Wheelie 97 versus his Bro Country station.
Oh.
What?
Wheelie 97 is opposed to your Bro
Country.
What
did the listener
bro
that
country.
I should be listening
bro
to
Bro Country
say?
Station. Bro Country.
Maverick.
Yeah, we got one of each, baby. We got country. Everywhere you look around here. Not really.
Covering all the bases.
Yeah, I'm wearing boots.
Yeah,
what's going on here?
Okay, there. That's good. All right.
I'm not wearing
good
shoes.
Good luck. Godspeed. I'll just be down the hall if you need something.
Thank you. Okay. It's Ben Downs, the general manager. Now let's turn our attention to things that are going on at the chamber. Yes, we know the softball classic is coming up later. How are you this morning, Kim?
Good morning.
Yep.
Yes, the softball classic is this Thursday. We want everybody to be there. Thank you for being there.
Oh, sure.
The game is sponsored by Alan Samuel Chevrolet, and our teams are sponsored by Alpha Sports Chiropractic and the Ranch Harley-Davidson.
Okay.
Now, we're going to have the Bryan-College Station Fire Departments play in the Bryan and College Station Police Departments for an awesome softball game that will benefit the 100 Club. We do have tickets available for $9. Let's see. Okay, this is Thursday, NutriBowl Stadium, where the Bombers play. From 5 to 7.
It's like two games for the price of one,
that's
really,
right.
Isn't it? Sure.
Yeah, you can stay, and the Bombers game starts at 7, and so you can see that game as well.
Pretty good deal.
It's a great deal. So, again, give us a call, 260-5200, and we can tell you how to get tickets for that game.
Okay.
Now we have Inside BCS coming up. That's sponsored by HBI Office Solutions. That's going to be Wednesday, June 28th. From 8 until 4:30 at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. So it's going to be all day. If you're a member of the chamber, the ticket is $75. If you're not a member of the chamber, we still would love to have you there. It's just a little bit more. It's $85. That price is going to include coffee, breakfast, and lunch. And you're going to get an update on all the current community issues that are happening. So it's definitely a good time. You'll hear from everybody here locally that has all the good things to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got our business after hours. It's going to be at Easterwood Airport this month on June 29th from 5:30 to 7. That's a free networking event, and we want everyone to attend that. It's going to be a good time. And just a reminder that our Leadership Brazos applications are out. So if you're interested in that program, you can go to bcschamber.org/LB and find that application. The deadline is not until August the 7th, so you have a little time, but it is a pretty intense application, so you probably want to get that and look at it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have two ribbon cuttings this week. Today will be at Dream Machine Auto Hobby from 4:30 to 5. They're located in College Station on Raymond Stotzer Parkway. They are for auto restoration enthusiasts. So if you have you have a nice vintage car that you need to work on, but your spouse doesn't really want you working on it in the driveway, you need to go check out Dream Machine Auto Hobby, because I think they'll be able to help you on that. And, of course, tomorrow, June 14th, we're going to be doing a deluxe ribbon cutting downstairs at the new Guarantee Bank and Trust. That's going to be 4:30 to 5:30. So everybody come out to celebrate their opening down here.
Yeah, very good.
And our Inner Circle Platinum member spotlight this week is McDonald's. And to find out more information about all of our events that we have coming up, please go to our website, bcschamber.org, or you can call us and ask us any question, 260-5200.
Sounds like a deal. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
You bet. Every Tuesday we talk to the folks at the Chamber. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate, and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Thinking of changing your lighting fixtures or adding landscape lighting to your front yard? Have a plug that doesn't work or want an outlet moved to a more convenient location? Maybe you have an older home that needs a complete rewiring. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician. Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. For everything from simple fixture replacement to expansive remodeling projects, you can count on Aggie-owned and operated Gilmore Electric Express. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to gilmoreelectricexpress.com.
851, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Well, a little flurry of phone activity with Mr. Downs in the room. That was interesting. Okay, here we go. Forbes made a splash yesterday with their list of the highest paid entertainers in showbiz.
We're not on there, right?
No, we're not. But poor Taylor Swift. I don't know. She may be having to eat ramen noodles now.
Is she down to number two?
Well, she nabbed the number one spot last year at $170 million. Now she's just making $49 million. She didn't make the top ten.
Well, she wasn't on tour this year. Yeah, that was the big reason.
That's probably right. Okay, so it's Sean Diddy Combs.
Yep, P. Diddy.
$130 million.
And I don't know what he does.
He's got a lot of. See, he's got his tour, and then he's got his clothing line, and he's got a vodka. He's part of
true,
and then also
I think he's part of Ciroc.
Yeah, that's also right. Exactly, that's the vodka. So he's got that going. Number two is Beyonce.
Yep,
in at $105 million. Number three is J.K. Rowling. Harry Potter chicklets.
Still making so much money.
$95 million. In at number four, friend of the station, Drake. $94 million. Ronaldo at 93. The Weeknd, who doesn't even know how to spell his own name.
No.
What is the, is that a, he an artist?
Is he
singer?
Is. He's a, yep. He's a singer. Dude,
is there, should
rapper
we,
guy.
So does he, has he done anything that we could do?
I shouldn't say rapper, because he like sings, I don't know, not raps.
Can we use him on the workout thing on Tuesday?
There might be something.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm sure they play him over there.
They
on,
play him on Candy.
Do they? Okay.
Yeah.
Howard Stern at $90 million. Number eight is Coldplay at $88 million. Number nine is James Patterson, who writes like 27 books a year.
Yeah.
And at
what do you think?
Million.
He just comes up with ideas and then ghostwriters write, like,
exactly.
Fill out the paragraphs.
Saw something about this on CBS Sunday Morning about 2 years ago. It's actually neat because he takes a lot of that money and he puts it into literacy movements.
Okay, well,
to
that's
buy
cool.
Books. It really is.
Yeah.
But what he does is he has outlines. And mm-hmm. then he has approved writers who fill in the outline. So he's written the outline to the story.
Right.
They just kind of flesh it
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
And then
but
he gets the credit.
And he gets credit and top billing. But, again, you get a chance to, I mean, your name does show up on the book, on the jacket cover now. And
okay.
You know, you might have an opportunity to be able to right. build that if you wanted to.
Who'd you say number 10 was?
Number 10 is LeBron.
Ah, yeah. And
he's a loser.
Yeah, right. Okay. Anyway. She didn't make the top 10, but Kylie Jenner is the youngest to make the list this
age?
Year. I believe she's 20.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Yep.
And I'm sure that
and
she'll
for having zero talent.
Yeah,
like, that's
doing
the crazy
nothing.
Part.
Absolutely nothing.
Okay. She makes a ton with her cosmetics line right now.
And so she's yeah. part of the Kardashians.
Yes.
Is that right
she's
by marriage?
She
thing?
Is the youngest. Well, she's a half Kardashian, but
okay.
she's Caitlyn's daughter. So her last name is Jenner.
Okay.
But she is half Kardashian, I guess, because right. she's yeah. But she's like the that. Youngest and she was kind of, you know, I don't know, but she does a ton of cosmetics. She does some fashion stuff. And then obviously she's on the show. So
yeah.
she makes a ton of money there.
Well, mm-hmm. and Seinfeld, I think, was talking about that the other day. He said he walked in, his daughter was watching the Kardashians and his head blew up. Like, you know, what do those people do? They don't do anything. They're just out there and they exist. And
yep.
why in the world would you? Hey, Serena Williams, this is kind of interesting. She's got plenty of money, right?
Yeah.
New Tennis the Tennis A-Set has posted a video wearing her brand new swimsuit on Snapchat and revealed that she went shopping for it at Target.
That a girl.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, Serena shopping at Target.
Just
yeah.
like us.
Not a bad thing at
Just
all.
Just like us.
Yeah. So Meghan Markle, co-star from Suits.
Yes.
Is chiming in, and her co-star is chiming in. Patrick J. Adams.
Okay.
Do you know who
mm-hmm.
he is?
Yeah.
Okay. He says that he's really happy for her. They've been friends for a long, long time. They've been such good friends for years now that she's really, he thinks it's really cool. He admits that the royal has not made a visit to her workplace, even though she's gone to visit
right.
him. As he said, TV sets really aren't that cool. So
they are a couple on the show.
Oh, is that it?
Yes,
I see.
They're together okay. on the show.
I got you.
So,
okay, now, do you know who Josh Gad is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Josh made children around the world giggle with his signature role as Olaf in Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Says he has absolutely no plans to bring that to Broadway.
Oh, okay.
Tells Entertainment Tonight he does not want to dress in a snowman suit 8 times a week. Prefers to go into the sound booth and wear jammies and make his money that way.
Oh, good
Smart
point.
Guy.
Yeah.
Can't blame him for that. Okay, earlier this morning we were talking about what does WD-40 smell like? The you know, the fragrance.
Uh-huh.
Well, IKEA, we mispronounce it as
mm-hmm.
IKEA.
Right.
Partnering with a Swiss Swedish
Easy
fragrance.
For you to say.
I know, a Swedish fragrance house called Baretta to create their own scent. That's right, the scent of IKEA. I know.
Swedish
I know.
Meatballs? Is that
well,
what it's
no.
smell like?
I would think sweat and frustration.
Yeah.
And maybe those little Allen wrenches. You know, it would smell like those three
it
things.
Smells like a labyrinth like maze.
Yeah, something like that. And then the sound of you yelling and screaming because it didn't quite square up the way it's supposed to. Hey, you know what a Roomba is, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's that thing that'll kind of
attack your cat.
It will. It'll do that. Well, now drivers in New Jersey can notice unmanned lawnmowers doing their thing on the Garden State Parkway.
Whoa.
Basically a lawn care version of the Roomba.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm
and
not sure about this.
I'm not either. I haven't looked at the video yet. It's from a company called Trax RF, Alamo Industrial from Texas. I'm
okay.
betting San Antonio with a name like Alamo.
Yeah.
Cost $83,000. The benefit is that it is a remote-control mower, perfect for areas where traditional mowers might have a problem like with rolling over, you know, because they might be too top-heavy.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
Anyhow. Okay, like hills and
yep.
stuff are
so,
really steep and, yeah.
Video of that happening, you can go out there on the interweb and find that.
That's
today.
A
yeah.
large blade to be left just willy-nilly with
well,
no
right, that's what
pilot.
I was thinking. Yes. It's one thing if it's in your backyard and you just hit your fence,
right.
but if it hits a moving vehicle on the highway.
A child on a bicycle
yep.
or something.
Yeah. Problem for everybody. And a couple in Colorado just won the lottery for the third time.
Stop it.
Colorado Lottery confirmed the unnamed couple. Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
bought four Brilliant Bucks scratchers, and one of those turned out to be a $500,000 winner.
Ugh.
The company, a couple revealed they'd also won two other lottery jackpots in previous games. One was for $5 million and the Colorado Lottery, and the other was for $4,000 in the California Lottery.
I'd keep playing too.
Yeah, I can't even win a $3 to get my money back.
They say this is their new retirement fund. Speaking of retirement, he's not going to. Tom Jones at 77. Going to do a bunch of concerts in U.S. America this fall, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Tour will begin September the 6th, finish October the 7th. Doesn't say he's playing College Station.
Nah.
Oh,
just
dang
it. You know, I know. This date, 1884, the world's first roller coaster opened on Coney Island.
Ooh,
it was
cool.
Called the Gravity Pleasure Switchback Railway.
Long name.
Yep.
Okay.
1920, I guess because there had been questions, the Postal Service ruled that children could not be sent parcel post in the mail.
Oh,
all right.
Okay. World's first, or America's first ticker tape parade was held in New York City. It honored Charles Lindbergh. And the U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Miranda versus Arizona. That's how we got that Miranda law that they have to say when they arrest
there
you.
There you go.
WTAW, College Station, Brian.